Our reality check today looks at the many eyes focused on the Honolulu City Prosecutor's Office. Honolulu Civil Beat political and opinion editor Chad Blair takes a look at possible wannabes given the questions raised by a federal probe linked to a public corruption conviction of the former police chief and his deputy wife, Catherine K. Aloha. So, Chad, the question boils down to what's going to happen with Keith Kaneshiro?
I don't know what's going to happen. Good morning, by the way,
Catherine. Good morning.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. He has been on paid leave from the prosecutor's office. He's the lead prosecutor, obviously, since March of this year. Of course, he is the target of a letter sent to him by the federal government related to the investigation into Catherine Lewis K. Aloha and the other problems associated with HPD. And of course, there's also a deputy prosecutor, Chasid Sapolu. He's also been on leave since December, also identified in a letter from the feds as a target. So I don't know what's going to happen to Kaneshiro. I do know that his term is up next year, 2020, and there's a number of people looking at running for his job. I should say right at the top, I was a little surprised that there are no term limits for the city prosecutor, even though there are for Honolulu mayor. That job is also up next year. And although there are term limits for the city council, there's a couple of seats next year that are open, there is no term limits for the city prosecutor, which caught me by surprise. I speculated for some reason Kaneshiro does not become indicted and he's cleared in this. Who knows? Maybe he would run again, but I don't know for sure whether that would happen.
You know, I did call over to that office to find out if there were any limits on the paid leave, you know, given the investigation, but was told there are none of those either.
Yeah, and that job just the Salary Commission, the Honolulu Salary Commission just approved pay raises, and I believe, I don't know if that kicks in, July 1st with the new fiscal or whether that's January 1st, but it's a lot of money for that top prosecutor job, $176,000 a year. So, you know, you can factor in the paid leave from that. But, yeah, no limit on that, no limit on how often you can run for office. Remember that we've actually only had two city prosecutors for the last 30 years. It's Keith Kaneshiro and Peter Carlisle. They've more or less rotated. Carlisle, by the way, also a former mayor, has said that he is running to get his old job back. He wants to clean house, and he blames Kaneshiro for all the problems he sees, corruption and so forth, at the prosecutor's office.
So I'm trying to recall, because I know we had Chuck Marsland, but at that time, was that elected? I don't remember now.
Yeah, I if I remember correctly, I think Keith Kaneshiro might have worked for Marsland, mm-hmm. or maybe it was Peter Carlisle. I can't remember, but so long ago. But we're talking back to 1988, and Kaneshiro was there for like the next, 1988 to 96. Then mm-hmm. Carlisle came in from 96 to 2010, and then from 2010 to the present, it's Keith Kaneshiro. And that's one reason that another person who's already declared interest in running for sure. His name is R.J. Brown. He's actually a former deputy prosecutor. And in addition to wanting to have greater transparency and root out corruption at the prosecutor's office, he also says, look, it's time for a generational change. We've only had two people in that job over the last 30 years. R.J. Brown is a younger candidate, but he's also stressing integrity and transparency, given the fact that, as you mentioned at the top, Catherine K. Aloha actually was the deputy working for Keith Kaneshiro at the time the whole K. Aloha mailbox, et cetera, business came down.
Now, I know that that petition to impeach Kaneshiro got thrown out, and I know Tracy Yoshimura, who started that drive, is out busy pounding the pavement trying to reinstate that. And he believes he has a stronger case with those convictions. But who else is interested in this job?
Well, I did call two other people whose names had been bandied about as I made calls around town. One of them is Steve Aum. You might remember him.
Yes.
He was a former First Circuit Court judge here on Oahu. He ran the HOPE program, probation. I forget exactly what the acronym means, but it essentially is to help folks rehabilitate and stay out of jail and so forth. And he's been on the mainland for a couple of years, but he's moving back. And I talked to him, and he said he had been approached by a number of people, and he's seriously considering running for the job. And another name that came up was Loretta Sheehan. And there's a name that a lot of us know as well. She, too, is a former deputy prosecutor. And right now she's currently the head of the Honolulu Police Commission. And I did speak with Loretta Sheehan, who said she, too, had been approached and is thinking about it, although she also said she's happy with her day job at a local firm. So there are other names as well. It's looking to be a pretty, you know, in many ways, it might even be more interesting than the race for mayor, given all the focus on the Ke Aloha business. But we have yet to see too many people emerging in that race, other than Kim Pine on the council thinking about it.
Yeah, and I recall there was some discussion about whether Peter met the qualifications.
The qualifications, yes. Yeah. There was a charter change some years back, and it does list exactly when you have had to be a prosecuting attorney. It's a little ironic because he actually was a prosecuting attorney. He ran the job. He has asked a judge to or a court to weigh in on that. But it is in the charter some specific details on when you have to have had served, how much prosecuting experience you've had. There is a link to that on the story we have on our website.
Yeah, all very interesting. It just gets juicier and juicier as we go along. But thanks,
yes,
thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks, Kevin.
That was Honolulu Civil Beat's Chad Blair with today's Reality Check. To read more about how that city prosecutor's political race is shaping up, visit civilbeat.org.